in the previous sutta, the Buddha was describing like perception in terms of, you know, perceiving different colors, and then described consciousness as cognizing like different tastes. And I didn't quite, they almost seem like the same thing but slightly different. I'm wondering if anybody could offer some more clarification. I didn't quite.
Well, that was what the footnote that that Bhikkhu Bodhi gave trying to clarify that. That's a bit. I think one of the things in the footnote, what Bhikkhu Bodhi says is that the I think it's a commentarial position, or trying to get the explanation, is that the with perception, you're taking it, it's using a visual the base of sight as the example, because perception usually relies on some kind of form of some sort, and then because it also relies on memory, although that doesn't 100% true, but in terms of predominantly, whereas consciousness is much more of an internal thing, and all these distinctions of taste that it uses as an example are not so concrete. They're not concrete, so that there's the function of consciousness is much more of a mental, much more relying on a mental distinctions that one cognizes. And perception is relying more on something that's a bit more solid or substantial. And the reality, of course, is that whether it's perception or whether it's consciousness, you're still relying on all six sense bases. But in terms of an example, trying to give a distinction, then there's a bit more solidity to the perceptual realm as opposed to the consciousness realm.
I think, I can't remember who it was, there was some point where I was reading, it might have been in one of Analeo's books, that he was analyzing that whole discussion and basically said, what distinctions there are very fine, that's kind of a bit confusing.
I think it's
confusing to the commentator,
it's confusing to the commentators, and but I think it's also, that sense of remembering the function of perception as relying on memory and feeling, and that's that sense of perception relying on this aspect of memory and association.
That's why I'm confused about it. When I think of like consciousness as being, that would be more concrete, it'd be like the color black or.
That's a function of memory.
But perceiving it like is much more like, because perception is more of a, like that's a microphone stand. I know that.
Yeah, but the only way you know that is because you see
from
memory of seeing it. And the particular shape and color gives you a visual cue in memory that you associate, and then so that's the function of perception. Whereas consciousness is not formulated. It's more, whenever the Buddha defines consciousness, he always defines it as the consciousness of the particular sense door. So that it's something a bit more fundamental than
than even the associations and memories.
But that's why my confusion is, you said the perception being more solid and foundational, whereas consciousness, I can't remember your words, sorry.
Well, consciousness is a bit is more say immaterial or more. It's not rely. It's just there's a bit more of a. What it is it's conscious of a particular sense stimulation, and then it weaves it together. That's another function of consciousness. Is that weaving together?
Could you say it's also it's not objectifying.
It's not object. Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. It's not creating an object.
So would it be safe to assume like perception is kind of like identifying, whereas consciousness is more like applying?
Let's see. Identifying is a good way describing perception.
Consciousness may be more close to cognizing.
Well, yeah. I mean, cognizing, but it's a lot more fundamental, really. It's a lot more fundamental, that sense of and then it, but then of course it weaves it together, it's also always important to sort of, that these five khandhas are conjoined. They are not disjoined, they're working together. And of course that's part of the cognition, is that weaving together the different aspects of our experience, feeling, perception, thoughts. But they're only helpful I don't think you can't really separate them out completely, and they're helpful as aspects of function, so that we can just as in that sutta where the Buddha is pulling it apart so that we can get a feel for non-self, because that that's another aspect of, say, of consciousness, is that, well, like the whole package really, is that it constructs a sense of self out of it. That's so fundamental. That sense of the I, that sense of this is me, this is mine, this is my body, my feelings, as opposed to these are arising and ceasing and working together, functioning together. A lot of the effort that we put into analyzing that's its purpose, is to help deconstruct that sense of self, the self position that is so deeply ingrained.
He starts off the sutta by saying, any ascetics and Brahmins who see their past lives, they all equate it as this was me as in that past life, yet all they're seeing is a different configuration of form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. Right. I think that's interesting. He starts it off that way and then describes all five aggregates and then jumps into the giving the Anattalakkhana Sutta, the Sutta on Not Self, and just pounding it in.
One last comment. The five clinging aggregates, Pancha Upadana Khanda, could also be translated as the five piles of fuel.
Yes.
And there's imagery given of people heaping wood on a fire. Describing these things, and I thought that sutta was, just made so much of it.
Yes, definitely taking the fuel off.